Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I know that we want to get in our wisdom moment, our moment of wisdom, like we do every day. And I love the book of Proverbs. You know, it's so wonderful to be able to sit with God's word and allow God just to minister to you and to speak to you. And so we read a proverb, you know, the proverb of the day that corresponds with the day of the month. So today's the 14th of August. And so we want to share out of, you know, the 14th proverb. And the moment of wisdom today is in Proverbs 14:8. The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways, but the folly of fools is deception. Mm. When you think about it, the wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways. You know, wisdom is applying, right, the application of knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know, it also is like the comprehensive insight into the ways and the purposes of God, right?
Right.
And so, you know, the word is telling us that the wisdom of the prudent, the wisdom of the wise people, someone that is prudent, you know, someone that's wise in handling practical matters, exercising good judgment or common sense. That's how it's defined.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, a person is just not going to just do things just to do them flatly, but they're wise. They're using good judgment. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I've learned is that common sense is not always common. You know what I mean?
Think it would be.
Well, maybe common to you may not be common to someone else. Right. And maybe you have more wisdom than the other person has. Mm-hmm. You know, and I realize that not everyone has wisdom. And as the people of God, as God's people, we want to spend time abiding with the Lord, you know, letting God speak to us, being filled with his wisdom so that we can apply proper godly knowledge in our life.
Right.
So, you know, someone who's prudent is someone that cares about how they handle the events in their life, mm-hmm. how they deal with practical matters, you know, and to make sure that they're exercising good judgment.
That's right.
They give thought to their ways. Mm-hmm. Now, think about that. Giving thought to their ways. One of the things in order for you to give thought to your ways is to walk in humility. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like we can't get away from humility because humility is total dependency upon God and respect for other people. And so if you're depending on the Lord, you're thinking about your ways. And how many people today are just living and just doing things or just saying things and never giving thought about maybe how did that sound? How did I come across there? Or you know, I did that thing today, or I said that, or I did, was that the right thing to do? I mean, it may have been the permissible thing, it would have been okay in the eyes of someone else. I mean, I didn't do anything bad per se, but was it wise? Was it wise? Would God want me to do that? And I think about that as we want to grow in wisdom, we want to reflect and actually think about our day's activity. You know, a wise person is going to maybe spend time in prayer, is going to have that quiet time where they're thinking about, you know, how did I respond to my children today? You know, there's something happens. So many things happen in one day. It's amazing. It's like, you know, time just flies by and you have so many different interactions and so many different encounters and you do so many different things that you could be moving so fast that sometimes we've got to slow down to the pace of humility because moving fast and being accomplished may mean that you may get some things done and you may be efficient, but you may have butchered a whole bunch of people and things in that process.
So
is it better to be efficient and get things done, or is it better to get things done at the speed that you can honor people and do things accordingly with wisdom? We got to give thought to our ways. We got to give thought to your ways. And so how did that come across? Because what we're doing is we're preferring, you know, we're preferring our brother above ourselves. You know, we're preferring what, you know, their feelings, their thoughts. And scripture says, but the folly of fools is deception. You know, deception is you know, being deceived is when someone thinks that what they're doing is right.
Yeah.
When they're actually wrong.
Dead wrong.
Dead wrong.
Dead wrong.
That's right.
Yep.
you know, and it's like, wait a minute. The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways, but the folly of fools, the foolishness of fools is deception. And a fool has no need to give a thought to his or her ways because they either don't know, they don't care, or maybe they think they're always right.
Right.
So why do I got to think about that? Why do I want to think about this? Like the guy who got married 20 times, like, sir, do you think that maybe, you know, the 19th time, maybe that was you. No, of course not. He's like, oh, you know what I mean? Could you have possibly? And it's like a fool is caught up in his own press. Mm-hmm. He just has no need, you know. And it's one thing about the Word of God. Hebrews 4:17 tells us that the Word of God judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Mm-hmm. It's a mirror to reflect upon us and our way of thinking and what we're doing. That's why we need to be washed with the watering of the Word. We need to renew our mind and get some of that stinking thinking out of there and be renewed with the way the Lord wants us to think. Mm-hmm. And that's when we make Him the Lord of our life, when we're willing to get rid of how we used to do it or how they did it or how I learned it, but to say, no, this is how God's Word says it. And why is this important? Why should we actually take the time to give thought to our ways? Why is that wise? Well, number one, because the eyes of the Lord are upon us. Mm-hmm. Number one, God's watching. I mean, He is with us. He is near us. And I mean, if you're a believer, He is in you. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
God has not left the building. I mean, He is present and He's aware. And it matters. It matters what we say, what we do. Mm-hmm. How we treat things, how we treat others, how we handle responsibility. And the other reason it matters, you know, in Matthew 25, it talks about separating the sheep and the goats. Mm-hmm. And the Word of God says, you know, when I was in jail, you visited me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I didn't have any clothes, you clothed me. And the disciples said, when were you in jail, Jesus? When were you thirsty? I don't remember bringing you no clothes. And I love what He says. He says, whatever you've done to the least of these brothers of mine, you have done to me.
Wow.
Why does it matter that we give thought to our ways and we don't follow the ways of foolish deception? Mm-hmm. It's because whatever we're doing, whatever we're saying, whatever we are interacting, we're doing it as if we're doing it unto the Lord.
That's right.
We're treating Jesus that way.
That's right.
So it's important. The moment of wisdom today is found in Proverbs 14:8. The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways, but the folly of fools is deception.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Over the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.